past 6 years, Iran's large youth population has helped sweep reformists into the country's presidency and parliament. Today, many of Iran's voters have become disillusioned with the promises of reform that have not been delivered. But Roxana Sabiri visited one place earlier this year that's a testimony to how much the country has changed in recent years.
The streets of Iran's busy capital can be stifling. But drive about an hour north of Tehran to the snowy ski slopes of Shemshak, and you might feel as if you've stepped into a different country.
I think that we have nothing less than European or American people, young people, in fun and other entertainment of life.
There are 21 ski resorts in Iran, though skiing is a fairly exclusive sport here because only wealthier Iranians can afford it. The prices range from around $4 to $16 a day, depending on when you go and if you rent equipment. That may be inexpensive to many Westerners, but for Iranians who officially make an average of about 13 million rials, or $1,700, a person a year, the cost can be substantial. Yet the lines here are long. Managers say up to 3,000 people visit Shemshak on the weekends. And the resort has plans to expand to accommodate the crowds. Many of the visitors are young people, escaping from the restrictions of their day-to-day lives in Tehran. In the city, young men and women walk on the streets and eat at restaurants together. But mixing at parties with dancing, loud music, and sparse clothing is illegal. It's subject to punishment, which is usually a fine. Here, men and women mix more freely than elsewhere. They gather on the slopes and at the refreshment stands, laughing and occasionally exchanging phone numbers.
We want to just have fun and don't care to limitations. It's good. No problem.
Indeed, limitations are more lenient here than in the city. Many women like the ski slopes because the dress code is much more relaxed. Though they have to wear some sort of head covering, many replace the usual headscarf with a stylish winter cap. And many don't sport the long coats they do in town.
Only here can I dress like this, nowhere else. There are still some controls there, but it's freer.
Benaz, a researcher of women's studies in Iran, who asked that her last name not be used, says young people feel more relaxed on the slopes.
Because there is less pressure and fewer controls than in the city, they like to be there. Because it's a comfortable place, they like to go there. The way women dress is freer and more comfortable.
The slopes haven't always been like this. In many ways, Shemshak reflects how life has changed in Iran since Mohammad Reza Shah built the resort 45 years ago. He used to come here by helicopter to ski.
In the Shah's time, men and women could mix on the slopes. But after the revolution, conditions changed.
Shemshak manager Musa Shemshaki saw how Iran's Islamic Revolution in 1979 brought many changes.
There were two separate slopes, one for women and one for men. And they used the Islamic head covering after the revolution, and they still use it.
Today at Shemshak, men and women are required to stand in separate lines for the ski lifts, and they can only ride with the same gender. But in the past few years, they've been able to mix on the slopes. It's common to see young men and women teaching one another how to snowboard. As the rules have gradually become less strict, young Tehranis like 21-year-old Layla seem to feel more at ease to say what's on their minds.
There's a difference between girls and boys. Boys have more freedom and more power.
Other young skiers here say they've become disillusioned by the slow pace of reform in recent years. Several, like this Tehrani woman who preferred not to be named, didn't bother to vote in the recent municipal elections.
Because I wasn't ski. I didn't go there. Prefer to come here and, you know, do the ski and have fun. You know, it's better.
Nowadays, skiing here may be less popular among Westerners than it was before the revolution. But for Iranians, these slopes, 10,000 feet high, have become a different culture within their own country. They're a snapshot of what's changed in the past 24 years, a peek into the minds of many young Iranians, and possibly a forecast of their future. For Common Ground, I'm Roxana Sabiri in Tehran.